This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
The world premiere of Loaded is on this Friday at the Malthouse, almost 30 years since Christos Tsiolkos' debut novel by the same name was released. And Stephen Nicolazzo is the director, joins us on the line. Stephen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Stephen, you're joined in the studio by Susie Rong as well.
I love you, Stephen Nicolazzo.
I love Susie Rong.
Are you like at the stage of your preparations for your new show where you're terrified?
I'm terrified, but for the first time in a long time, I'm feeling confident about it because we've been with this project for like almost 5 years now. So it feels like it's time to just bring it to life. So actually, the terror is a good one.
You should be so confident because the photos from your rehearsals look amazing. I know Danny's going to bring it. Danny Ball, the amazing actor, is going to really bring it.
Yeah, he is bringing it. Like, his performance in this is one of, I think it's just so special. And like, just working with him over the last sort of 5 weeks has been a privilege because he's similar to me as, like, you know, a little Italian gay boy. Like, we're so obsessed with working, and so the level of detail and energy and passion has just been so out of this world. He's incredible.
Both of you are so dedicated to your artwork, art form, and I'm so impressed and I'm so excited to see the both of you work together. Can you tell us what the show is about, like an idea of the narrative?
Yeah, so the story is it follows a 19-year-old Ari who he's a kind of despondent rebel who has a lot of issues with the world, his cultural identity and his sexual identity as well. And basically it takes place over one night and it goes to the four corners of Melbourne. So the east, north, south and west. And you basically go on this drug-fueled, sex-fueled odyssey of an evening where you watch him kind of degenerate and kind of come to some really intense self-realizations through what happens over the course of the night.
The regular weekend for Warren?
No.
yeah, exactly. I know. What? Well, I mean, the whole story starts after a night like that and then he just does it again and again and again. So it's this sort of cyclical, intense, I think he's going through a period which I think a lot of queer people go through, especially in the early stages of their life, where they're just looking for ways to self-destruct or to explore things in ways that are sometimes, you know, questionable or dangerous.
No, I think I've experienced that. I've seen a lot of people go through that. Stephen, do you think it's changed a lot since, I think it was written in the mid-90s, was it?
Yeah, 95 it came out. I think that what's been good is having Christos on board as one of the co-adapters with Dan Giovannoni has meant that we found like the things that are current about the story and brought it into the 2020s so that we could have a look at what has changed and what hasn't, particularly when it comes to young people in Melbourne, young queer people in Melbourne, and how they respond to, I suppose, the way that our city has changed. Like, when it was written, Melbourne was a grittier space and it hadn't been gentrified. And so this has been a really interesting exercise because it's looking at the ghosts of a city and how this young man sort of negotiates that.
Stephen, what role does our chosen family play for people from diverse backgrounds and migrant backgrounds as well who perhaps aren't comfortable coming out to their family?
What role does that play in it?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge part of this story. And even now, I think that that's a big issue for people of migrant backgrounds when coming out to their family. And I think the way that he tackles that is kind of by rejecting his traditions, but also embracing them. And so he's kind of got this tension between what he should be and who he wants to be. And so that also kind of feeds into him not wanting to be defined as gay either. So he's like, he's trying to reject all labels in a way to try and, I guess, like, wrestle, you know, like, his identity. And so that feels like a really poignant way of looking at the difficulty people have when they come from very traditional families to kind of meet expectations, but also the expectations of a queer chosen family as well. Like, there are a lot, like, everyone expects something of you. So he's kind of confused.
Siwen, how do you think about your audience for this show in particular? Like, do you think about their Greekness, right? Because I think that's going to be a big part of the show. And obviously the queer aspect of it. Does it make it a really complex dialogue to have? Because you're not talking to just Greek people. You're not talking only to queer people, but you've got all these themes sort of intersecting. How do you place that in your head?
I suppose, like, the way that I always look at, like, intersectional commentary is that I'm looking at, like, the history of Greek culture in Australia, migration, what are the traditions of the old land, what are the kind of, who were the rebels of that time, like, you know, in the early 60s coming to Australia, and then also identifying, like, where queerness sits in that story. And so for me, when I'm working on this, I'm looking at finding ways to constantly juxtapose and smash together imagery of the traditional or the classical, like, you know, this kind of the godly nature of ancient Greece meets the kind of traditions of the Zebekiko and the Rebetiko music of the rebels and refugees meets, like, disco and queer, like, iconography. So for me, it's always about looking at it on a visual plane in order to sort of really get an understanding of how those things intersect. Does that make sense?
Wow. Melbourne is in for a treat.
Friday. The premiere is Friday.
I hope so.
So you're previewing Friday, right? You're ready? Excited?
Friday. Very, very excited. I feel like we're ready for an audience because even in runs in the rehearsal room, Danny has had little audiences and it's just changed the entire kind of, like, energy of the show, which has been so phenomenal to witness because it's really like you're inside Ari's head, like, because he's literally looking at you and engaging with you and playing with you on stage as he tells you this story, which I think is what's really unique about this live adaptation.
Oh, Stephen, you deserve every success. I'm sure you're going to have a great time when the show opens.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks. So thank you both, and lovely to talk to you.
You too.
So the world premiere of Loaded is on this Friday. It's at the Malthouse. For more info and tickets, you can head to malthousetheatre.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, tunein.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.